This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome Rabbi. We have a brief share today on Bior Tefillah. This share is dedicated by our good friend Rabbi Tzalel Rose, Lili Nishmas, his brother Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shavin Aliyah, Shvimei Otsio Shefer Sol Mishpacha, Adri Askoel Tzedek. Okay, we're going to speak about a rather ironic and interesting observation. We know that in the morning, the last of the Birchus HaShachar is Hamaver Shena Me'enoi Usnuma Me'afapoi, I just going to speak Agav Orcha. Many tefillos we say Hashem Aloikeinu v'lekei avaseinu, Hashem Aloikai v'lekei avasai. And in the Siddur of Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar, he just points out it's because we're trying to invoke Zuchus Avos, obviously. And the last of the Birchas HaShachar is Hamaver Shein Meino Yisum Me'af HaPoi v'Yerotzim Ofanecha. We spoke out a few weeks ago, but I think it's worthwhile to review. Every week, I come to the following insight, that no matter how many times I've reviewed something before, it's never enough. So I apologize if I review a lot, but I find that it's never enough. You have to keep on reviewing, and then maybe you could hope a little bit sticks with you. But we pointed out from the Siddur Siach Yitzchak that what is the juxtaposition of Hamaver Sheina Me'eno Yisuma Me'af HaPoi, and then Hashem set us in the path of the Torah. The first part of the bracha is about wake up, opening up your eyes, opening up your eyelids when thought enters your mind. Right? We spoke out from the Gra. Maver Shena Me'enoi is God removes sleep from our eyes that allows thought to enter our mind again. Right? Because there are two parts of sleep. There is the cessation of the body and the cessation of the mind. And when you wake up, Hashem first allows the mind to start working and then the body to start working. So why exactly are we juxtaposing that Hashem should set us in the path of the Torah? And the Siach Yitzchak said a wondrous insight, and that is the real challenge for a person and the crossroads of life is making sure you capitalize at the beginning of things. And the moment of wake up is a very critical part of the day. And it's extremely important to set the tone in the beginning of the day that as soon as you wake up, you dedicate the first thoughts, the first movements, the first glances for Avodas Hashem. And therefore, immediately after thanking Hashem for opening our eyes, we say, Hashem, set us in the path of the Torah. That is one Yehi Ratzon that we say, Yeratzon Mofanecha Hashem Lekeinu V'lekei Avoseinu, Shetagileinu B'Sai Rosecha. And then we say, Yeratzon Mofanecha Hashem Lekei V'lekei Avosai, save me today from Azei Panim, from brazen people, Umei Azus Panim, and from us being brazen, from a bad person, from a bad friend, from a bad neighbor, from bad mishaps, from the Satan, from Din Kasha, Baal Din Kasha, whether they're a Yid or whether they're not a Yid. Okay, by the way, where does this tefillah come from? Shetatzileni Hayoim Avachoyoim, Umei Azei Panim, Umei Azus Panim. This is Rebbe's tefillah. And where does this Hamaver Shena come from? It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Samach says, when you wash your face, say, Hamaver Chevle Shena Me'eno Yusno Me'afapai. But interesting, look at the Lashon. V'hi Ratzon Mofanecha Hashem Eloikai Shetargilei Ni B'Sai Rasecha V'Dabakei Ni B'Mitzvay Secha V'Al Tivi Eini Lo Lidei Chit V'Lo Lidei Aver V'Lo Lidei V'choifes yitzri l'shtavelach v'rachakeini v'dabekeini usineini v'sigmaleini. It's all Lashon Yachid. As opposed to Rebbe's tefillah. Rebbe Bansar Tzelo say Amar Achi. Rebbe said this at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Yiratzim avanecha Hashem Eloikeinu v'Eloikei avoseinu shetatzileinu me'azei fanim u'me'azas fanim. God, our God, the God of our fathers, that you should save us. So the Gemara seems to be legislating that the Birchas HaShachar is said in Lashon Yachid and the Tefillah of Rebbe is said in Lashon Rabim. And yet we look at our Sidurim and we encounter the exact opposite, that when it comes to Hamaver Shena, V'Al Tivi Yeinu V'harchikenu v'dabakenu yitzreinu sineinu v'sigmaleinu. And when we come to the tefillah of Rebbe, it's Hashem Eloi Kai, Lekei Eloi Sai, Shetatzi Leini. So, Haloi Dabarhu. It's like we just learned in the Gemara in Brachos. You know, as soon as I tell do something one way, you do it the opposite way. So I found in one of the Svarim on Tefillah, in the Talalei Oiros on Tefillah, he quotes a Sefer. And I never heard of the Sefer, and I couldn't find it in the Sefer, so I did a search, and it was actually in the Haskama of the Sefer. The name of the Sefer is Makar HaTfilos, Reb Chaim Mordechai Yaakov, it should say Zechorin HaLevracha. And he offers just an explanation why when it comes to the Berchas HaShachar, the Gemara says, say it in Lashon Yachid. Rebbe's Tfilah is Lashon Rabbim, and we do the exact opposite. So in this Haskam, it says, V'agav Azkir Oid Ezeh Ha'arais Asher Ha'iroisi Midei Avri Bein Besarav. I had just one Ha'ara reading the Sefer, and this is a... Oh, this is what I'm going to do. One second. How do you make the people on vertical? Anyone know? Okay. Doesn't matter. Okay. So... He says like this, maybe ha-mechaber nuscha yiratzon shachar brachos. The mechaber brings a nuscha of yiratzon after the brachos, or rishonos, the shachros, kefi ha-nimtza b'shas brachos, adav tezayin, adav samach, that the yiratzon, the first yiratzon is b'lashon yachid. So that's what the mechaber says, shetargi leini, b'yud levesoif, v'chein kulam, v'ayiratzon ha-shinu, b'vav levesoif, shetatzi leinu, b'lashon rabim. So if you look in the Mechaber, the Mechaber says to follow the Gemara that the first Yihirat sign is Lashayin Yachid and the second Yihirat sign is Lashon Rabim. V'hu mamish lehepuch me'anim tzu b'chol ha-sidurim shalfaneinu. That is the exact opposite of what we find in all of the Sidurim. V'hu l'choyra l'pela. V'nir alani yazdaiti tam yishol davar. Here's the reason. You know why? We learned a few times already that the way they made Berachas HaShachar is when they heard the crow of the rooster. They said, and when they opened their eyes, when they got dressed, when they stretched out, when they stood up, so they made the bracha at home, in the privacy of their home. Not at one designated time, like it said, Katshama kol tarnagos. Tarnagoyla, v'chein kulam, v'chein hu barambam, v'chein noag ha'arizal ba'atzmai. The Arizal himself did it, k'mavor b'shar ha'brachos. And therefore, since v'liyosha yiratzen sh'achar hu nisal b'ruch z'mavershena, since the yiratzen is juxtaposed to mavershena, therefore, according to the Gemara, you say it b'lashon yachid, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch legislates it. However, our custom is, we do not say ha'noisin l'sachivino at home, and we don't say Pekeach Ivrim at home and Ma'al B'Shavrim at home. Our minug is we say Berachas HaShachar in Shul. Ma'ashein kein anan ledidon sheminageinu api ha-mavur b'tur based on our custom based on the Torah. And Simin Memvav la'oimram b'tzibur b'eis ha-tfila, we say it publicly at the time of tfila. V'chein nohagu kol ha-tzadikim tamidei Baal Shem Tov zechoyna l'vracha l'chayu elam haba. And all the students of the Baal Shem likewise follow suit. And where does this come from? Kasher Herech Bezeh, as this is spoken at length, Hagoyna Kadosh, Merav Tzvi Hersh Mizidichov. Rav Tzvi Hersh Mizidichov is the one who really promotes this minog. Besifroi Hakadosh I think it's Kodesh Hilulim. In Rav Tzvi Hersh's Sefer, pre Kodesh Hilulim. And one of the reasons we make Berachas HaShachar in the morning, V'echad min ha-ta'amim ha-amurim sham, one of the reasons mentioned there, hu b'chdei she'yanu kol echad amen al Berachas Chaveiroi, is so that everyone could say amen to his friend's brachos. De bracha b'loy amen, a blessing without amen, hu mamish pele gufa, is like a half a body. Ayin sham l'shoinoi. So basically, we follow this practice that we like to make the Berachas HaShachar in Shul to give everyone a chance to answer Amin. V'kivan shekein.
Somebody davens in Yechidus at home on a regular basis for whatever the circumstances. So he should change the nusach to the
achet. L'chayra not, because this has become the custom, and in a way, you know, he also wants to join his tefillah with the tefillah of the tzibur, even though he can't technically be there. You want to know, let's say during the corona, when everyone's dying by themselves, so maybe then they should go back to saying Shetar Gileini. Let's see, V'kivan Shekein, Nech Shavzek, Tfilas Rabim. Since we say it and Shul becomes like Tfilas Rabim, Al Kenonu Oimrim Acharkach, Yirotzen, Beloshen Rabim, Kivan Sharabim, Shoimim, many people listen, Umamtinim Asim Abracha, Brachas Gemach Asadim Taivim, to answer Amen. The second Yirotzen is the exact opposite. In the times of the Gemara, Biratzen Hasheni Hu Lehepach, the Bizman HaShas, Nizgar Sham, Dav Tez Zayin, in the times of Shas, the Gemara mentions, Zeu Hava Amar Rebbe Basat Slosa. He would say this at the end of his Shemana Esrei, V'hainu B'siyam Tfilas Shemana Esrei, that is at the end of his Tfilah of Shemana Esrei, M'stama Yimisbal Shech Shemana Esrei B'tzibur. He probably said it B'tzibur, and therefore he said it B'lashon Rabim. But when we, this Yehiratzen for us, we say it, we don't say it as part of Shemana Esrei. By us, it's just a bakasha and a tchina that's in the Siddur. Mashen ken anan ledidan, as opposed to us. Sha'anu oimroi se'ach Yehiratzen ha'ach lefnei tfilas hoidu. Vein medaktiken klal she'yem ruhu b'tzibor. We are not careful at all that it should be said b'tzibor. Oy she'shamu ha'tfilor, that anybody hears it. We just say it. There's no blessing at the end. The main tefillah b'rabim starts with the tzaddikim give a remez, and their remez is hoydu l'Hashem kiru b'shmai rashei tevois b'kol. The remez that you start psukim zim with hoydu is hoydu l'Hashem kiru b'shmai. That's Rosh Hashanah B'kol. By the way, this is a very good remez, unless you daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So if you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, I'm telling you, that's the way all the Rishonim davened. But if you don't, if you daven Nusach Sfard, there's a remez, Hoidu Lashem, Kiru B'shmai, is Rosh Hashanah B'kol. Al Keinechshav Rak L'Tfilas Yachid. L'chein Anu Oimrim Oysai B'lashen Yachid. Therefore, we say, B'yachid Shatatzi Leini, okay, so I thought it was very interesting that these two tefillos in the Gemara, the nusach is the exact opposite of what we do, and there's a practical reason. Because back in the day, they said the Yehi Ratzon privately, we say it publicly. Back in the day, Rebbe's tefillah was a public tefillah, by us it's a private tefillah.
What about all those people who pronounce the U-E, the Galciana, whatever, Tatsilainu, they would pronounce it Tatsilaini.
So there, you know, they could have their cake and eat it. You know, they.
What bracha do they make?
Which
have
one?
A good Shabbos, Rebbe.
Good Shabbos, everyone.
Stay safe.
Have a good Shabbos. Shkach, everyone, for coming.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.